Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Mark. You out there? Can you hear me?
Hello, Ann.
Hi. Hello. How are you? I had a little trouble getting in, but
good.
I just got in. Yeah,
I know. Okay.
Yeah, it was not letting me in, and I'm like, okay, come on, guys, this isn't fair. Get me in, let me in. So, hi, everybody. Welcome back to Astrology. The technology gods are playing with us today, but we're here, and I'm Ann Ortley. I'm down here in Florida at the blue turquoise desk, and I'm joined by my friend Mark. You're up there?
Up here in New York City with the rain.
With the rain. You're supposed
cold,
to have a big
cold,
nor'easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's just a little too warm in the city.
Oh, okay. So it's rain, not snow. That's
good.
We're
not getting snow. Yeah.
That's exactly good. We like no snow. Yeah. Snow is not fun.
Yeah.
Snow is not fun. Yeah. Well, it is fun, but it's not fun.
It's fun in Central Park.
Yeah, it's fun in Central Park, right? The rest of the city goes, oh, my God, it's snow. What do we do? What do we do? Mark, the eclipses are coming. The eclipses are coming. Let's get ready for the eclipses.
Yes.
I know, it's quite exciting. So we're going to have a forward motion. We're going to the eclipses. The first one is at the end of the month on the 30th. And then the next one, the full moon one, is on the 15th next month. So what do you say to people about eclipses?
Eclipses are turning points.
Mm-hmm.
I like the image of a portal. It's like
mm-hmm.
stepping through a portal. And
mm-hmm.
what was on the old side of the portal is finished. And the new
mm-hmm.
side, we're not sure yet.
Yeah.
Usually with an eclipse, we just know that something has been let go. And then
mm-hmm.
there's plenty of room for new things.
To arrive in.
It's a refreshing moment. Although it's a scary refreshment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it does feel a little bit out of control when it happens. I think that's what, and it also brings things to light that people go, wow, I didn't know that was going on. And the answer is yeah. And then they go, well.
And it has to change.
and it has to change, right. Yeah, because, and the reason it has to change is because the eclipses are on the nodes of fate. So what happens is the sun and the moon meet up. We count an eclipse when it's within 15 degrees of the sun. The sun is within 15 degrees of the node is a better way to say it. And then the lunation that happens in that time period. So sometimes there's going to be three, you know, or four even. But it is because they're by the nodes of fate, there's a connection, a correction that happens with the sun on that node that kind of pushes things forward in a new way and encourages us to connect in a different way, on a deeper level, in another version, or it just eclipsen, it makes stuff leave our life. And we're kind of like, wow, that's gone. Where did it go? And it's done. It broke. It's finished. It's like the energy drains out like a balloon. And so that's why people don't like them a whole lot but if you know they're coming and you know where they are in your chart, and these are at 10 of Taurus, the new moon one is at 10 of Taurus. It has Uranus right next to it. So it's a big, new, sudden, unexpected change. And then the full moon one echoes back. It's at 23. And it echoes back to the November 15th eclipses that we had last fall. And it'll feel like that story shifts and changes into something new. So it's an interesting set of eclipses. I'm not real thrilled with them other than, I know they're necessary. You know, I just kind of look at, you know, what's going to be going on. And I think people are going to really feel this one as just more loss, you know, and it just feels like we've been dealing with a lot of loss anyway, with the Saturn and the Pluto and, you know, all those guys, you know, in the winter signs, Saturn, Pluto, Neptune, and Jupiter all in the winter quadrants. So it feels like we're in a winter time in our lives. And, you know, for people that are young, it can be very hard. Because they don't, you know, it's like winter. There's no springtime feeling right now. So, you know.
Yeah, that Saturn-Pluto theme has been with us for months.
Yeah.
It's a hard one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, I know when I had it the last time was when my mother died, and it was a couple of years, you know. And, you know, just your reality completely shifts. You know, you can't pick up the phone and call, can't. You're like, oh, that relationship's completely different than it's gone or it's changed or it's moved, you know?
Yeah, it's like learning to live without optimism.
Yes, yes. And I do find there's a lot of sadness in the world with people. Sometimes anger, you know, but because anger is a secondary emotion, you know, if you look behind it, a lot of times it's sadness or frustration or, you know, some other feeling. And I never really got that whole feeling thing. You know, when the therapist would say, so how do you feel? I go, I don't know how I feel. I just do work. Like that makes, I don't know, feeling, better feeling. So, but it is a week where you may feel your feelings. So what do you think about the sun squaring Pluto?
Well, we're just certainly seeing it all around us. You know, I went into this past...
Oh, Heather's here.
Is that Heather?
Yes,
yeah.
It is. Calling in from Ronan, Montana. We're talking about Sun Square Pluto. Go, Mark.
Sun Square Pluto, yeah. When we were going into the Sun Square Pluto, I was thinking it had so much to do with the United States chart and the return of Pluto in to our natal chart.
Mm-hmm.
But I see now it's being played out all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it's a universal aspect. We know it from our world, our cultural thing. But yeah, it is being played out. Whether you're looking China or you're looking Hong Kong with the lockdowns, you know, it's everywhere.
Yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. And in personal lives, you know, it's an aspect that the hard sun to the Pluto happens four times a year. But I see that people are assessing their loss. You know, I'm hearing it people who can't understand why they're so sad that their family left after the holiday, or, you know, how they're more affected by, you know, the fact that Ramadan, Passover, and Easter all are stories of loss and rebirth, and how that, you know, the death and rebirth cycle of spring, of this time of year, of these holidays, it was really hitting them in a more personal way.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Yeah, it makes sense. Because they are all ending stories, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Endings and beginnings. And that which is what we feel with those Pluto transits.
Mm-hmm.
The ending and the beginning. And over the weekend, there were four shootouts. You may have already talked about that.
No, we didn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Four mass shootings here in America. You know, not too many deaths, but lots of people in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. I know we had the subway guy in New York. What were the other ones?
Mm-hmm. There was a shootout at a house party. And then a shootout in some store in the South, and I can't remember what the fourth one was.
Mm,
but,
okay.
You know, they said four, they made it clear, not huge mass casualties, but four mass shootings over the weekend. You know, I think that's part of what the Pluto, just like you know, people go to the nth degree if they're going to go there. Some people may just be feeling a little moody or tired or, you know, discouraged about something. But others, I'm hearing this, that extreme feeling.
Yeah, yeah. That intensity of of how it shows up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And here we just had snow, 5 inches of snow, and so the flowers that were growing had to go back to bed, and, you know, that small loss. But.
Right. They're kind of the, what did you say? I thought it was spring. Not spring, there's snow on the ground. can almost hear them going, God damn, I'm still in my winter coat. You know,
right, here I am, I'm a daffodil, I'm out, you know, what are you going to freeze me now? Yes.
Right. When I used to drive to Pepsi, I went on this really beautiful, this really pretty road. It went through all the reservoirs of state for, you know, the water supply for New York City. But one of the houses had maybe 10,000 daffodils. They were so beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. And one year, you know, as is the want in upstate, New York, not upstate, but Westchester, the snow came and it kind of got them a little. And they all looked like so bedraggled. And I drove by, I'm like, I'm so sorry. I know you wanted to make a beautiful show for us and it all got snowed on and you're feeling bad. And they were. They were looking a little peaked. And but you know, they sallied forth, and you know, it wasn't the normal happy. It was the happy. It's like marching in the parade on the Macy's Day Parade on a rainy day. You know, you're gonna do the parade because it's the Macy's Thanksgiving, but you know, you're not having a good time. So yeah, it's good. We also have the Mercury hitting the node of fate this week, which is big, you know, because that's a, you know, when it hits that north node, he's going to say, where are we going? And I, of course, my little loving of asteroids, Juno enters Pisces until January 13th, 2023. She's going to be in Pisces the whole rest of the year. So we're all going to be wanting to get married to something or partnering with some new dream, because Juno, of course, is the, yeah, I want my partner. Come over here with me. So it'll be really interesting to see, because we have that clump of planets in Pisces all moving towards Jupiter, and Venus and Jupiter and the Sun are all going to be, you know, Venus, Jupiter, and Mars are all dancing in the heavens up there. So it'll be really interesting to see as they get up there, what that energy is all about. You know, very creative feeling to the skies, I think, in that section, you know. Like in your case, you know, nobody died in the shootings. They were wounded, but they didn't die, right? So the good news is they didn't die. The bad news is there were shootings. Yeah. So.
Yep. And
so Mark and I were also talking about eclipses before you got here, because we're entering eclipse season. So what's your take on eclipses?
Oh, you know, mine, it always feels like it shakes everything down. It adds such, the lineup is exact between the sun, the moon, and the earth, and it zings energy. I usually describe it as astrological acupuncture, that it puts energy on specific target points. And if you've got a planet on there, everybody feels it shifting in the world, and it doesn't break down anything that isn't ready to go, but it's like shaking the tree. I saw a little video today of orange season in Valencia, where this machine comes around, it surrounds the tree, and then they shake the tree and all the oranges fall out. And that's what eclipses can feel like. If you've got things that are ready to pop, it can be the precipitator.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, yeah. Anne? What's your perception?
I always use pimples. I like Dr. Kim's pimple popper. You know, it's like this giant juicy little guy in there, and it's sitting there and just ready to ooze the stuff out. And it pops the pimple, big juicy boil, you know. And then you feel better though once it's done. Right?
Yeah,
it's
ready to
go. It does have that sense of immediacy. You have that sense of immediacy, you know. And you know, you always get a big pimple when you're nervous, right? So
it is like
giant.
It's the nerves.
One of those giant red white ones, you know. Yeah. So cystic ones. But yeah, it does, and it has that achy, like I have to do something with it now. And then when you pick it, it gets worse. You know, your mother always goes, "Don't pick your pimple." You're like, "But it's like this thing." I'm like, no. So, yeah. It's actually a good week to have fasts and to have acupuncture and to have a colonic. It is the South Node in Scorpio. Go get them to run a hose up your butt and poop out your poop. You know, doing a juicing cleansing fast is an excellent thing to do on eclipses, because there is a whole desire, especially with the South Node in Scorpio on this one, to release things. And the first one, the new moon eclipse, is a 12 or 10, and it has Uranus hanging out right with it. So it's actually a very active energy, you know, that eclipse is. So it'll be interesting to think it's a 12, and it's just really potent. Feeling that potency piece. So.
And Mars went into Pisces, and that I've noticed that everybody's energy kind of like started to drift a bit.
Yeah.
And and that, you know, it can feel, we have to watch, you know, it's good for the dream world, and it can maybe take some of the heat out of some of the big, scary, you know, hot spots around the globe. Not completely, but it can take some of that heat out. But it can also, you know, the anger of those who do feel like a victim, but that's, it can lower the immune system a bit because everybody's sort of feeling so receptive. And it may take some extra energy to stay on track. If you've got something to get done or a deadline to meet, it might take some extra energy to stay focused.
Right. And in Ukraine, they sunk their battleship. You know, Mars went into Pisces, and they used a Neptune rocket to shoot to battleship.
Yeah, the Jupiter Neptune. Too much Neptune, you know?
Yeah. No. And all the other battleships moved 80 miles away, and I thought, yeah, I'd move too.
Yeah.
But it also, very literal. Astrology is very literal. But it is, I did find... you know, it's very Mars and Pisces, I always liken to kind of the tide. When the tide's coming in, you're really ready to do stuff. But then when the tide's going out, you're like, you really can't make yourself. You just have to roll with the current. And if you've ever been like waterboarding or sailing or whatever, when the current shifts, when the tide shifts, it really is a phenomena. You can really feel it shifting. And, you know, and it changes direction and suddenly the water starts flowing the other way. I live by the East River and you can really see it. I had a friend who lives high, and so she can actually see the current change and move direction from her bedroom window. I mean, I have to go and stand by the river and do it, but it's kind of fascinating. She would keep the tide tables and then would go, you know, we'd go stand in her bedroom and watch the tides shift. There was a point I was working with her as a, you know, assisting her doing some project stuff. And when I was first starting my astrology practice and I need a little extra money, she was like, come on up. I can pay you $20 an hour. I'm like, okay. And I would organize things for her and then we would watch the tide shift. It was fascinating. Mm. But it is, when the tide is going out, it doesn't matter whether you want to do it or not. The tide's going out for a while and then it'll come back in. So really, I always encourage people to really feel the flow of how their energy is working with the tidal change, because it does have that shifting quality to it. Yeah.
Mars in Pisces also, it seems like things happen by luck, you know, that Mars, it just happens. You can't go fishing and see the fish, but suddenly the fish is there.
Yeah.
That's Mars and Neptune. You can't direct it that well, but if you're ready, when the moment comes, it'll work.
Right. It'll jump in your boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You have Mars in Pisces, right? Or what do you have in Pisces, Mark?
No, I have Mercury in Pisces.
Mercury in Pisces. Yeah. Yeah. I know you have a strong Piscean feature. So,
yeah.
I just have my moon there, so. But that counts. That's good for points, you know. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
Yeah.
And you know, all Pisces are feeling something right now with Mars at 2, Venus at 14, Jupiter and Neptune at 24, and Jupiter at 25. Whatever you've got in Pisces will be experiencing a transit, a conjunction.
Yeah.
and waking everything up, affecting them, and you know, in some ways a gift, and some ways, you know, I have a couple of clients who are waiting for a parent to die, which is often at this time of year, that, you know, that it's people that made it through the winter. So they're all elders that, you know, it's time.
Right.
But that Jupiter-Neptune, I'm hoping, eases them into that other world, into that dream world, and helps them ease out. Because we usually see the actual death of a long, slow disease like that be on a Neptune, on a Jupiter transit, rather than on one of the hard aspects.
That's right.
You know, it's a liberation.
A freeing, yeah. A freeing from this mortal coil. So,
yeah.
So do we want to take some...
Like a void.
Let's take a call.
What'd you say, Mark? Okay. Makes you feel like a what?
It makes it feel like a voyage.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, totally. All right. So... Heather, who you want to pick? Somebody you've been. I haven't been on in a couple of weeks, so
I can't remember. I never remember phone numbers. That's my problem.
All right. Okay. So I'll just pick.
Hello, area code 216-358. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi. My name is Patricia.
Patricia.
Thank you.
And
for taking
me. Sure. And when were you born, Patricia?
7:16:58.
Time?
I believe 5:30 a.m.
And where?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay, and how can we help you today? What's your question?
I would like to get clarity on. I'm changing basically doing an overhaul of my whole life. I'm teaching myself some new skills along with the skills I have, like writing. I want to know between my writing, the speaking, and my music, songwriting for this year. And I believe they will all be interconnected. And yes, probably I should focus on one, but
no. You know, with Mercury, I mean, in your third house by progression, I see your Mercury conjuncting Venus at 10 Virgo by progression in your third house of communication. So really wanting to combine your words and your art. Intensely. You went through some tough aspects over the last couple of years as Pluto opposed your sun and moon and probably left you feeling like, I've got to hurry up. You know, Pluto has just finished a square to your Mars. It's like, I've got to do it now. It's now or never. Let's get it done. And the Uranus keeps nudging, is about to square your Mercury, saying, come on, let's change this, let's do this all. In about 3 weeks, the moon goes in, your progressed moon heads into Sagittarius, and you've come out of a time of isolation and into some more light. So that's what I'm seeing. Anne, what are you seeing?
Yeah, I would echo all that, Patricia. Plus, you're born with a Jupiter-Neptune conjunction on your north node of fate. Right? So Jupiter's in Libra, you're supposed to write. Neptune is in Scorpio. That's definitely a music placement. And it's on your north node calling you. It calls you. It says, come with me, come with me. And it gets a trine from your Venus in Pisces, in Gemini in the 12th. Again, 12th house is music. Gemini is writing. Venus rules all of the communications, the dance, the music, the whatever. And we just had a Jupiter-Neptune at 23 Pisces on your midheaven. So we're starting a new, and you natally have Jupiter-Neptune in your chart. So that's called a natal excitation. So the cycle that began in
2009 is coming to an end, and the cycle that began in 1997 is coming to an end, and you're shifting into this whole new creative energy. And it's on your midheaven, your calling, your path, your vocation. All those planets in Virgo say you have to do it all. You know, it's like a potpourri. You got to do a little of this and a little of that and just kind of run. Plus your progressed sun at 24, Virgo is opposite that Jupiter Neptune. So it's kind of looking at it across the chart, and Jupiter and Neptune are like waving at you and saying, Patricia, come with me, trust the process. We know it's not easy. We know it feels like you fall in the hole because of the Mars on the South Node, but when you fall in the hole, if you get back up, it'll be okay. And your Mars is in Taurus. It's about to shift. Your progressed Mars is about to shift into Gemini. And when that happens, it's going to really feel like you get a whole new fresh breath of life in addition to, you know, the moon changing there. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you have all that going on, and you're set up well for change anyway. And, you know, your whole life you have the sun conjunct Uranus. So it's why you're willing to let go. So go with that energy of letting go.
All right.
And I would say that Neptune is going back and forth squaring your Venus. So it's asking you to dream about your creative self. But it also says being realistic, you know, that it says don't, you know, it's not saying don't quit your day job because you may need to, but it is asking you to kind of don't get lost in magical thinking. Do bring your dreams into action.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, yeah, I'm doing that. I'm taking a workshop on for musicians. But combined
Wonderful.
With speaking
mm-hmm.
and
That's good.
Speaking through the conference area where
mm-hmm.
you'll be playing your instrument or a person's different skill sets or talents and they speak, you know, because it's your communication, telling stories, either playing
mm-hmm.
an instrument
mm-hmm.
or speaking poetry or, so yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm just taking action on that.
Good.
Oh, okay. All
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, that'll produce results.
Mhm. Mhm. Yeah, don't give
All
up
right.
now. It's just about to shift. It's really about
yeah.
to shift. And the period of time from 60 to 72 is one of the juiciest times in your life because that's when the ruler of your midheaven and your ruler of your node, ruler of your Jupiter on your node of fate, that time is when your chart really blooms. So really
mm-hmm.
give it permission this next 12 years. Starting at 60. But you also have the Jupiter-Neptune meeting up now in Scorpio. So they're really ready. They're really ready for that blend of that creative. And not to feel so maybe this, maybe that. It'll feel more like, oh, I should definitely do that. So just kind of listen for that inner wisdom there too. So.
All right. Well.
So good luck with it, Patricia.
Thank you. Have a good
Thanks
evening.
For calling. Yeah.
You too. Take care.
And the British lady said we're cooked. So Ian
okay.
Ordley signing off from the bright blue desk
mm-hmm.
in Florida.
Wonderful. We'll see you next week.
And
this is Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And Mark Wolf from New York.
In the rain. Mark's in the rain. He's not having the nor'easter.
Rain.
Yay.
Cold rain.
Cold rain. Have a great week, everybody.
Right.
Remember, the eclipses are coming. Unexpected news, unexpected changes, all good. So.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye. Take care.